Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of those bass line systems that just feels alive in Ableton Live 12, an amen break sliced rhythm bed fused with a movement heavy respatch, plus a solid mono sub underneath. The idea is simple, but the result can get seriously nasty when you do it right. We're not making a drum loop and a bass line sitting next to each other. We're making them behave like one engineered organism. This approach is especially at home in drum and bass drops, second drop variations and switch-up sections. Think rollers, jungle-leaning halftime flips, darker neuro-influenced patterns, and modern liquid or tear-out hybrids where the bass has to answer the drums instead of fighting them. And that's the whole point here. Interaction over brute force. If your drums are busy and your bass is busy, but they're not breathing together, the groove collapses. When they're locked properly, the tune starts doing that "how is this moving so hard" thing. We'll use stock Ableton tools and keep the workflow practical. We'll slice the amen, build a res in Wavitable, add a clean sub layer, fuse everything with bus processing, then resample and do breakbeat surgery on the bounce. This is intermediate, so I'm assuming you already know how to create tracks, clips, and basic routing. First, set the project tempo around 174 BPM. Anything in the 172 to 176 range works, but 174 is a great sweet spot for this. If you have a reference track, now is the time to drop it in, not to copy it, just to calibrate your ears for groove density and drop energy. That low volume reference check is really useful. If it still feels strong quietly, you're probably on the right path. Create three tracks, one for the amen audio, one for the res MIDI, and one for the sub. On the amen track, load your break and set warp mode to beats. Keep the transients sharp and the stretching clean. If you know the original BPM, match it. If not, let Live detect it and then fine-tune by ear. The reason we're being careful here is because the amen is all about transient character. If you smear the timing too much, the bass won't have a solid rhythmic partner to lean against. Now comes the first really important move. Turn the amen into a playable instrument. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track, Slice by Transients. Use the built-in slicing preset, and let Ableton map the hits to MIDI notes. This is where the break stops being a fixed loop and starts acting like a groove source you can compose with. Open one of the simpler slices and check the settings. Keep the slices short and tight. If the break is ringing too long or stepping on itself, reduce release and make sure the slice envelopes feel controlled. We want punch, ghost notes, and little gaps. Not a wall of audio. Build a two-bar phrase with strong kick placements, snare backbeats, a few ghost notes around the 2 and 4, and a small fill before the bar line. A good rule here is to think of the amen as a character layer, not the whole drum performance. You're editing it like part of the bass line conversation. Here's a useful coach note. Think in layers of responsibility. Let the amen handle timing and motion. Let the res handle tension and character. Let the sub handle weight. If one layer starts doing two jobs, the groove usually turns muddy. Now we'll build the res on the bass MIDI track. Start with Wavitable and use a simple saw-based patch. Oscillator 1 on saw, oscillator 2 also on saw. Detune slightly against it. Keep unison must, maybe 2 to 4 voices to start. Don't go crazy here. A lot of people overwiden the res immediately, and then the low end starts getting blurry. We want controlled width, not chaos. Shape the patch with a low pass filter and a bit of drive. Then add an LFO for movement. You can modulate Wavitable position very slightly, move the filter cutoff slowly, or create subtle drift in the detune or spread. The movement should be felt more than heard. You want the bass to feel alive, not seasick. Good starting point is a slow LFO rate, like half a bar to 2 bars, with shallow modulation depth. If the patch gets too bright or aggressive, smooth it out by moving to a cleaner waveform or lowering the filter cutoff. For darker DNB, the res often lives in the low mid range and carries attitude through motion, not through sheer brightness. Now add the sub layer. This should be dead simple. Use operator or a very clean Wavitable patch with a sine wave. One oscillator, no stereo width, no chorus, no heavy distortion. This is the foundation. Play the same root notes as the res, but you don't have to mirror every tiny rhythmic detail. In fact, it's often better if the sub holds longer notes and gives the phrase some backbone, while the res does the talking above it. If you want a little slide or glide, keep it subtle. Around 30 to 80 milliseconds is plenty. At this stage, you've got three rolls working together. Amen for motion, res for character, sub for weight. That's the whole architecture. Now write the bass phrase around the break, not on top of it. This is where the musicality happens. Don't just place notes in a generic pattern. Listen to where the amen is busy, where the ghost hits land, and where the snare leaves pockets of space. Put bass notes after snare accents. Use shorter notes when the break gets busy. Use longer notes when the break opens up. Let the bass lean into the offbeat or into the pickup before the snare. A really solid DNB move is call and response. Maybe the first two bars are a more restrained phrase. Then bars 3 and 4 introduce a slightly more aggressive rhythm or a new note placement. On the last beat of the fourth bar, leave a tiny fill or a breath before the loop repeats. That little bit of space matters a lot. Often, the difference between a generic loop and a proper drop seed is just note length and timing. Now that the break and bass are both working, put them into a group track. Call it drop bus. On that group, add EQ8, saturator, glue compressor, and maybe drum bus or roar if you want extra grit. Start gently. If you've got sub-collisions in the break, clean them up carefully, but don't overdo it. With saturator, a few dB of drive is often enough to thicken the harmonics and glue the elements together. Glue compressor should be subtle. Slow attack, medium release, maybe 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction. We are aiming for cohesion, not squash. Here's one of the most useful parts of this lesson. Resample the combined output. Record the drop bus to a new audio track. This is the amen sias part. Once the groove is bouncing properly, capture it as audio and treat it like raw material. Now you can chop, reverse, mute, retrigger, or accent specific moments without losing the feel. This is often where the magic starts. Resampling commits the interaction between drums and bass, including the tiny timing imperfections and saturation collisions that MIDI alone doesn't always give you. If you want to go a step further, do your resampling in passes. One pass for the chord drum and bass interaction. Another pass for fills. Another pass for atmosphere or transition bits. It makes editing much faster and cleaner. Next, carve space. On the res, use EQ8 to cut unnecessary sub-energy below roughly 80 to 120 Hz if the sub is separate. If it gets boxy, dip a little around 200 to 400 Hz. If the distortion bites too hard, tame some of the 2 to 5 kHz range. On the sub track, keep things mono. Utility is your friend here. Set width to 0 on the sub. For the res, keep stereo width disciplined. You can make the mids feel wide without letting the low end smear all over the place. A good rule: low frequencies mono, mid bass controlled, top end width only where it helps presence. That's especially important in club translation. A massive stereo break can sound exciting in headphones, but if it falls apart in mono, the drop is weaker than it seems. Now animate the 8-bar loop. Automate the wavy-table filter cutoff. Automate saturator drive. Maybe move wavy-table position a little. Maybe open the break filter on select fills. Maybe throw a delay or reverb send on the last hit before a transition. Keep the first 4 bars relatively stable, then introduce more obvious motion in the second 4. That gives you the classic shape. Establish. Develop. Then switch or reset. A nice arrangement pattern is this. Bars 1 to 4 establish the groove. Bar 5 thins the break or briefly pulls the sub back. Bar 6 brings in a new chop or fill. And bars 7 to 8 increase energy, with more drive or a slightly more open filter before the loop resets. It feels like movement, but it stays DJ friendly. Now for breakbeat surgery. Duplicate the amen audio or the sliced MIDI lane and create a surgery lane just for transitions. This is where you place reversed snare tails, quick kick doubles, micro edits at the end of the bar, or tiny ghost hit pickups before a breakdown. Keep these edits short and intentional. A single 1/16 fill can do more than a huge effects chain if it lands in the right pocket. Sometimes one well-placed reverse slice is all you need. If you want a darker, heavier feel, try a half-time fracture bar every 8 bars. Thin out the break and hold the res note longer for 1 bar. That creates a gravity shift without changing tempo. Or mute the res on the first hit of a bar, then bring it back immediately after. That little void can make the return feel much bigger. On the sound design side, remember that res movement doesn't have to come only from detune. Try subtle automation on wavy-table position, filter resonance, oscillator balance, or even a parallel chorus return. You can also create a mid-bass edge channel by duplicating the res, high-passing the copy, and driving it a little harder while keeping the original cleaner. That gives the bass definition on smaller speakers without sacrificing the low-end core. One very practical tip: use clip gain before plugins. If the sliced amen is hitting too hard, lower the clip gain first. That usually gives you a cleaner bus chain than trying to tame everything later with compression. It's simple, but it saves a lot of frustration. Let's talk mistakes for a second, because these are common. If the res is too wide in the low end, mono the sub and narrow the res below the mids. If the amen dominates everything, edit it so it supports the bass instead of stealing the whole spotlight. If the bass loses pitch from too much distortion, split the sub and mid bass so you can distort the mids more than the lows. And if both the drums and bass are too dense, simplify one of them. In drum and bass, clarity usually hits harder than clutter. For the final shape, do a headroom check on the pre-master. Don't crush the whole thing. Leave space for later mastering. Keep the low end solid, the mids aggressive but controlled, and the master chain light. A gentle cleanup EQ is fine. A very light compressor is optional. I'd avoid slamming a limiter while you're still writing.